This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ted, although flawed, was trying to bring about a better world. He'll make a fascinating narrative subject just because he's so flawed. You know, nobody likes a Dudley Do-Right. He had a lot wrong. Still, you know, that doesn't mean that we ourselves can't take possession of our reality.
PK Man, it isn't just a documentary. It's a wake-up call to the power of the mind. Hello, I'm Wendy, and I'm really excited about this film, this documentary about the PK Man, Ted Owens. I have more to add. These are outtakes from a previous interview with filmmaker Lance Mungia. PK Man is produced in partnership with Dr. Jeffrey Mishloff. He's a parapsychologist and the author of The PK Man. He spent decades documenting Ted Owens' life, his experiments, and hundreds of predictions. It's extraordinary in itself because of the amount of those predictions that are documented. But the film is even more interesting because of the way Lance is creating the character of Ted Owens. He's using AI, and the AI with his visuals and the audio from Ted creates a compelling character. Ted wanted people to know they could do what he is doing in terms of manifesting. So all of his efforts trying to get documentation, affidavits from people notarized saying, yes, I witnessed this, or I was a part of it, one way or the other, he wanted proof that this exists. In terms of Ted's abilities, when he was good, he was very good. When he was angry, he was really bad. So you'll see that. Some of the things that Ted did, he later said, well, he wished he had, I'm going to put words in his mouth, use some restraint, because he didn't anticipate the outcome to the level that it manifested. So we're human, and Ted was human. And so there's the good and the bad. And what isn't clear is whether the SIs, space intelligences, that he gave credit to being able to help him with some of these abilities, whether they were using him as a test subject, and we have no idea, no idea. However, it does imply that he had help, and his referencing of them as space intelligences creates a question that we don't have an answer for. That's another thing that makes this film so compelling. Ted's story and the alleged power behind it. Lance Mungia, do you have anything available that people can see?
You can go to pkmanfilm.com, and there is a teaser right there as soon as you hit go on it. There's also a longer form interview with Jeffrey Mishloff, who is the host of New Thinking Aloud and is the producer on the film with me. We do an hour conversation there, too, that shows not just the 5-minute teaser, but also several other clips from the film as well.
And from the previous interview.
My name's Lance Mungia. That's LanceMungia. I am a producer, writer, and a director. I've done several narrative films as well as documentaries. My narrative films are Six String Samurai and The Crow Wicked Prayer. Six String Samurai is actually on YouTube from Palm Pictures, so you can see that. That's a crazy action kung fu movie. And then documentary-wise, Third Eye Spies, which is my documentary about the remote viewing program produced with Russell Targ, that is located on my YouTube channel. So if you go on my YouTube channel, you can find that and watch it for free. And then I also have been an editor and writer and producer on two of James Fox's documentaries that he's done, The Phenomenon, which is available for free on YouTube, and The Program, which just came out a number of weeks ago and should be streaming pretty much everywhere. I also have done several animated reenactments and things like that for other shows. I did a series called Belonging, which is on Apple TV. The episode that I directed and did the animations for is called Farewell. So it's like a 20-some year history of what I'm doing. Kind of an unrelated story, but just real quick. You know, we had a crystal shop and a meditation center in Upland, California for a number of years called Waking Universe. My wife works as a psychic and would use this as her office, and I had my production studio there. And we just recently moved to rural Louisiana. So now I'm living in Louisiana because we got a much nicer house here. It's beautiful. And we wanted to come here with our daughter. we had just closed the shop down and she went back to California and got all these crystals and brought them back here to Louisiana. And I'm unpacking our crystal charger. This is a crystal charger that somebody that knows this stuff had recommended that we build years ago. And it's a, like this big copper spiral with like 100-pound obelisk of quartz crystal and another giant sphere on top. And for years, people would walk into the shop and just really be taken by the energy of these crystals. So anyway, so I'm unloading them out of the car and I'm bringing them inside. And as I'm holding this thing, I look up and Christina looks up and there's this silver, like looks like a sphere, like hovering up in the sky. It's like a clear sky, probably at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I've never seen anything like it. But at the same time, my mind wasn't fully registering it. I was like, it was kind of glinting. And I was like, is that a plane? It doesn't seem like it's moving. And she's like, no, it's a sphere. It's just a sphere. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, maybe, yeah, I guess I could see that. And I was kind of distracted and I brought it inside and I went about my afternoon and I was still thinking about it. And I was like, God, you know, what was that? It was really weird. I've never seen anything like that. And then about 7 o'clock at night, now I take the dogs, a dog out to pee in the backyard. And there's like just absolutely beautiful skies here. You know, it's crystal clear. And Venus happened to be visible that night. And so I was like looking at Venus. And that brought my attention to something just above Venus, which was this flashing red and green light. Mm. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, what is it that has lights that are red and green? I said, it's a drone would be I have a drone. And it's got like green lights in the front, red and back. You know, and I'm thinking, what is that? But it's way high up. It's like above Venus, you know, from where I'm looking. And then I look over to my left and there's another one and it's much lower and it looks like a line of like red, green, like four lights. And I'm just seeing this like stick thing, like moving much lower and then going way higher. And then I notice four of these things and they're like surrounding my house, not at close range. I mean, it's half a mile or more away and pretty high up, but all with red and green blinking lights. Never seen that before in my life. And I mean, instantly I thought of the New Jersey drones and, you know, these drones that people are seeing all over the United States.
Right.
And that's pretty much what they were. I mean, I don't know what else they could have been. I even spoke to a buddy of mine who used to be in the Air Force. I'm like, you know, do planes have green lights? Because I've never seen, they were too high to be drones. And I didn't know what that was. And he said, no, they wouldn't. So what my theory, my harebrained theory, is that the first one may have been some sort of a non-human craft that may have taken an interest in those crystals, because so many people have put their energy into it. And I've heard that so many times that's a thing, mm-hmm. you know, that they would be interested in it. But then the other ones almost looked like they were doing a grid pattern in the area. You know, they were circling the whole area. And I'm wondering if maybe those were attracted by the first thing, which would then suggest that were those ours? And that brings me back to the New Jersey drone mystery. And are those New Jersey drones actually ours? You know, I don't know, but they're so weird. And there was, I mean, such a incredible state of them, which I understand is still ongoing, but just nobody's talking about it.
Right, right. To me, that first one was a scout, and it is drawn by the crystals. When I've gone to Mena, Arkansas, where they have a crystal mine, they have Bigfoot activity, they've had the beams mm-hmm. in the air, which UFO sighting, they generate energy, and they mm-hmm. it's a whole different element. And when I had the UFO in my bedroom, the lights mm-hmm. were green and red. And it was dinner plate size. I saw lights that looked like about 2.5 inches around, like maybe a Christmas bulb, a clear bulb. And there were about mm-hmm. 14 of them on this plate. And what happened when I actually tried to focus, because I thought I won't be able to get a picture. I've got to focus on it. It went right through the window, through the mini blinds. I could see it. They were shut. I could see the color on the other side. I thought, okay, fine. I went back to bed.
Wow, that's crazy. That's awesome.
So the green, and to me, that's a signature. So the green and red that you saw, that I don't know that that's ours, unless we're trying to mimic it. Again, the film is being crowdfunded. BKManFilm.com, that's the website. Crowdfunding perks include $5, so get you in as a discerning skeptic. Access to a monthly email update from the director, Lance Munguia, and producer Jeffrey Mishlove about the film's progress. $25 is a PK Curious. That's a digital copy of the completed film. You'll get that. PK Enthusiast, $50. Access to exclusive behind-the-scenes content, curated portions of interviews, potential excerpts of some of the cut scenes in progress. $100 is a PK Researcher, digital copy of the film, Jeffrey Mishlove's book, PK Man, specially placed thank you mentioned in the film credits, and access to the director's production diaries. $200, PK Test Subject, a special guest speaker online class designed to enhance and harness your ESP and psychokinetic abilities, plus all the previous awards. And there's more. That's all available, pkmanfilm.com. And for Lance's previous documentaries, Third Eye Spies, available in full. You can see the full film on Lance's YouTube channel at Waking Universe TV. From the previous interview, here's one of the outtakes.
Russell really didn't buy the whole spoon bending thing. He was incredibly skeptical about it. And in fact, everybody at the lab did not want Uri Geller to bend a spoon in laboratory conditions. Hal did not, Russell did not, the other scientists did not. Because if he had, then they would have to report on that. And they were already they were already getting so much grief about the, you know, remote viewing stuff that, that would be like a whole other level of like non-belief in the scientific community. And they didn't want to deal with that because they were trying to like, they thought they would lose their funding. So you know, during lunch, Uri would bend spoons left and right and whatever. But, you know, when they were like really looking at him closely and trying to film it, he never could. There's a coda to the story too, which is that some years later, Russell went to a spoon bending party and somebody handed him this big aluminum rod, you know, like this thick, you know, inch thick, you know, rod, whatever. And he said he closed his eyes and everybody was yelling, bend, bend, bend. And he twisted it around like a pretzel. He says he could feel it heating up in his hands. He says, and I did it. This is why now I know there's something to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Who's Jack Houck, who has the spoon bending parties where they all yell bend and it works. And our local community university had a class. And I tell you what, I can do it at home, but it's so much easier in a group because that group energy, it just magnifies it. And this, it's like it butter, you know, and like, darn, I need these people at home.
And I think that's the case with really anything like that is that group energy. I mean, like, again, in the field, I mean, there are these experiments done with prayer, you know, like we're like large groups of people praying for someone to heal would get a better result than someone not praying, you know, and, or with, not just prayer, but like, Dr. Emoto's Messages of Water. Are you familiar with that one?
Yes.
You know, where they would they can sit there and meditate with a large group of like 3,000 people over a body of water. Like a lake, a polluted lake somewhere or something. And then in, within 30 days, the pollution would go down, you know, dramatically, you know, because of that.
The thing about that is with Emoto and with all these people, the skeptics come out and they try and say, well, this doesn't work because of such and such. The problem is if it isn't part of your own, your paradigm, your experience, then that bias automatically is a conflict. It means you have a predisposition towards saying it won't work, it can't work, it doesn't work. And that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It doesn't work. And that's, I think that's the way we operate as human beings. It has nothing to do with whether we're smart or not. It's just our little bubbles of what we experience as reality.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that it is, in a way, you know, I mean, Bashar has said this many times. I interviewed Bashar once and, you know, he'll say you need a permission slip in order to basically shift your timeline. There's a timeline where the spoon's not bent and there's a timeline where the spoon is bent. And if you are surrounded by a group of people that are sort of fostering the belief that it's possible, then it actually might pull you into that timeline where it is possible. And I think that goes for literally almost anything, not just paranormal stuff. I mean, it's just a technique of reality that you can tap into. And then maybe some people like Uri Geller or Ted Owens or something like that can tap into it more deeply, you know, and even at a solo level, and they don't need that group energy. But there's definitely something going on. I mean, Institute of Heart Math, you know, has shown that many times over the years with the experiments they do with group meditations around the planet, like trying to affect random number generators. They put up a bunch of satellites in space to track the magnetic fields and stuff like that during either mass meditation events or even just mass events, period. Like they'll find the magnetic field flux when the Oscars are on or when the Super Bowl's on or when, you know, 9/11 happened. And it's also precognitive. It'll happen maybe 15, 20 minutes before an event. It's like the entire biosphere is reacting to our consciousness when it links up and is single-minded on a goal,
well, I think,
or at least a point of focus.
And that's fascinating, the stuff that's a precog part of it. It's like right before it happens, then there's this little shift, this little rise. It says somehow people are connected.
That's right. You know, I had a precognitive dream about 9/11 a couple of days, maybe 2-3 days before 9/11 happened. And it was like dead on. And I've heard so many stories like that since from other people who also had similar dreams because it was a splash in the timeline that was big enough with enough focus on it that it resonated out both directions, you know, past and future. That's what I think. Anyway.
I read the book PK Man years ago and was absolutely amazed at the things that he could do. Jeffrey Mishlove documented that, and he wrote the book. And I've been curious ever since. And when I heard the film was in the works, not only in the works, but the way it's being done, Lance using AI to create the character with both the visual and the audio aspects intact. This is mind-boggling to be able to see Ted as a person in the recreated story. This takes filmmaking to a new level. Lance talks about some of that as well.
We can digitize that voice and then have him read his own correspondence, which is bringing him back to life, you know, and then not only that, but I've now got just off of one or two images, because even the imagery is rare, you know, the photographs and stuff didn't take a ton, but just off of those images, I can take that into AI and then create that same person in a variety of different places and doing, you know, different things. And so that also is just visually so interesting, because like from there, I can then take that and create 3D models and do reenactments and things like that, that just wouldn't have been possible even a year ago. I mean, frankly, as a filmmaker who really follows this technology, I can tell you the film industry is about to just completely change forever in the way that you get your content and make the content. I'm very concerned for sort of the mainstream industry if I'm only a cinematographer or a composer or a graphic designer or whatever. AI is coming and it's going to replace a lot of jobs, and people are going to have to become entrepreneurial in a way that they haven't been before.
PK Man, this film is extraordinary because it shows you a man who documented hundreds of accounts of his experiences and his successful results, notarized, researched by Jeffrey Mishlove. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you'll check it out.
The main takeaway here is we have to not surrender our own power. We have to understand that we don't live in a world where we're just helpless victims, you know, and I think that's the most important thing. I would hate for people to think like, oh, well, now I'm just worried that there's some guy out there that's going to make a tornado over my house. I mean, that's not the point. The real point is that is the weather around your home subject to your mental state, your spiritual state? You know, can you actually create changes that cool things off when they're hot, or even like meditate on a hot spot where there's conflict and help that conflict resolve itself?
Links are in the description for the show. Thanks for listening.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.